Okay, so let's chaz. The first paragraph is bar shu moli mayim shuvim. Bar the mission begins. We're in Paragimel Mishnah Gimel, part two. Bar shu moli mayim shuvim. Bar mayim shuvim. Va'am nichnas leviyetz and menu leolim hu bepsuloi ad sheyischashev shloim nishtar min harishonim shlosh lugin. And we learned yesterday the chilek between this and the previous Mishnah. And in this case over here, that you have to be double. You have to have double the amount of water pass through. So if you have in the bar 40 lugim, you need 80. 80 lugim of water has to go flooded in order to be nothing left. Okay, yeah. 80, double. That was the cheshbon. Okay, now next halacha. Halacha over here is shnayim, that's we're up to. Shnayim shayu matilin lamikveh. Zeloig umechsa vzeloig umechsa. Two people that were pouring into the mikveh, mayim shuv. One poured in a loig umechsa vzeloig umechsa. Hasoichet es kisusai umatil b'mukaymo esari or new case. Person squeezes his garment umatil and he drops, he casts into the mikveh, into the bar water in b'mukaymo esari bay. Number three. Case number three, v'hame'ore min hatzar tzur, a person pours off from a tzar tzur. What's a tzar tzur? Like a garden with a lot of holes? Picture, next page. Picture number 46, they show a tzar tzur. What's that called? On the top of the picture, it has an opening, it has like some type of opening which has little teeny holes in it. So the water is not being poured in one location. The water is being cast into the mikvah in multiple locations. Fine. Matl mukamas harbe. So what is the word of Rabbi Akiva machshir? It's kosher because you don't have in one location three lugim of mayim shuvim. Whereas vachacham in poislin, it's no good because it doesn't make a difference. Amar Rabbi Akiva loy amu matilin ela matil loy amu matilin ela matil amu loy loykach v'loykach amu. Ella shenaflu lo shloisha lugin. What does all that mean? So let's first see.
Bottom line, shloisha lugin is around your file in the mikvah.
Three lugin. Let's see over here the picture number 55 over here is asoichet es kususoy matil mekoy masarbe. Mayim habluy mechsus hareilu mayim shuvim. Yesh b'mayim hanischotim shiur gimel lugim. There's a lot of water in that garment. That's a towel that has a ton of water. So the mikvah that you're pouring it into, you're rinsing, you're squeezing your towel into, has less than 40 saw, so you're going to stunt its growth. You're going to stunt its growth by rinsing this towel into this mikvah. Okay? On the left side, it says, Rabbi Akiva, Hamayim Hashauvim, Einam Mitztarfim, Lashir Gimalugin, it's Nachim Mitztarif, Livsalas HaMikvah, Mishum Sheinam Neuflim Mimokoy Mechad. It's not coming from one location. That's the Yisrael. It has to come. It has to originate from one location. Since it does not originate from one location, it's not going to be good.
I mean, so I'll play the straight man and I'll ask the klutz kasha, but it is coming from one location. It's all coming from one source.
So it seems that when it separates, look at the picture, when it separates, even though it's from one source, but as it separates from its destination, each drop has its own source. Even though it's all connected in the garment is seeping wet, but as it departs the towel, each little drop is coming, is falling from its own location. Right? It is coming from its own location. As it comes out, each drop is coming from a different part of the towel. Right? Each part is a different location. It's not coming from one location. Doesn't matter. According to the Chachamim, the Mayim is Mistarfim, Afilu Shem Neflim Mimakum Mimakum Rab from many places, Mimakum from many locations. It doesn't matter, since the bottom line is coming from one towel. We do not care how it exits the towel. What we care about is that it came from one, according to the Chachamim, it comes from one towel, that's going to be sufficient. Now, in the bottom note, it says, La'el nechleku Rabbi Akiva Chachamim begimel lugim shuvim shnaflu mikvah mishnei kelim. Rabbi Akiva ain't a mistafim of Sula Elos as a mikvah. Lacham mistafim kishem b'shnei kelim or b'shleisha. Avo kishamayim ba'arba kelim avur b'mishna haba she'ena mistafim gam l'chachamim. Kishamayim nisratim miksus v'neiflim m'yosu nechlam. La'el nechlaku Rabbi Akiva v'cham.
La'el means just the first case, right?
Right. The next mishnah. But there, when it's coming from four different utensils, that everyone agrees that it's not going to be mitzvah because it's too many utensils. So the machlokes over here is kishamayim nisratim miksus v'nevim mimukoymas rabim lamikva. That's the machlokes. Then we say Rabbi Kiva machshir gam bezeh chol sitz nafel mimukoymas rabim v'chalam poyslim v'afil kishamayim
nafelim. So it's basically mukoymas rabim up to four.
Up to four, right? Up to four, but here is also different because it's one utensil. The very big, over here, you see, it's, over here, it's one utensil. One, this is one towel. It's one towel, and it's driven from different locations. So this is a unique situation. Here, over here, even though it's coming from four different parts of the towel, the chiddush is being that it's one towel. We look at each drop, one drop to be the location. Aval kishamayim be'arba kelim. Four utensils. Mehu b'mishnah haba she'ena mitztarfim. It's not mitztarif. Gam lechachamim. Kishamayim nischatim miksus v'neifel v'mukamas rabim l'mikva Rabbi Akiva machshir gam b'zeh. Chol sin v'neifel v'mukamas rabbi. V'achachamim poislim. Why? Afilu kishamayim neifel v'mukamas rabim l'mukamas. V'afilu she'im neifel b'yofin zem nikelim. Afilu kishamayim neifel v'mukamas rabim l'mukamas.
Didn't we just say that four or more is not mitzvah even according to Chacham?
Only when it's separate utensils. Here it's not a separate utensil. Here it's one towel. And the one towel, it's dripping from the one towel.
Right.
So that's right, why this is unique in this case.
So when it says over here, so the last part, and it says, Rabbi Kiva v'gam b'zeh hal v'naf mimakam as'abe v'cham. That's coming from one source.
Right, one source. Yafilu she'im naflu ba'ofen zeh mikelim mikvah kosher. And because yafilu she'im naflu ba'ofen zeh mikelim. Wait a minute. The chacham also. I thought we just said not. Nachamo. The chacham poislim yafilu kishamayim naflu mi'arba v'chamesh mukamos. Yafilu she'im naflu ba'ofen zeh mikelim. What? Tami for kosher? It's a one towel. It's one towel, so it's called one utensil. Chazonish, Vloman, Mistima, Stoshna, Mishna, Shemesh, Shemash, and Menish, Shabukul, Oifen, Shnaflamim, and Miksus, Sari, Elu, Mistar, from Nachmol, the whole case. La'el. El means give the first case, Nachmol, Rabbi, Hamigil, Lugum, Shuvim, Shnafl, Mikum, Mishna, Kalim. Rabbi Akiva ain't a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva, it's not mitzvah. Lifts a mikvah. V'chav mitzvah. The kashem b'shnei kelim or b'shloisha. It is mitzvah. Fine. Aval kishamayim bi'arba v'chei kelim. When the four kelim move b'shnah bo, she'ena mitzvah. Gam lechacham. Okay, so four kelim, it's not mitzvah. Fine. Now that's hakdama. Now this case is none of the above because this case is one utensil, but it's dripping from different parts of the utensil. Oh, so here, Rabbi Akiva, who said that they're not mitzvah, also says Rabbi Akiva machshir gam bezeh. Just like if two or three kelim, if it falls from two kelim, it's not possible. So to even one utensil from different locations, it's also not going to make it possible. Machshir gam bezeh, chol v'daflim mekamos harbe. Now, what about the chachamim? The chachamim say that one, two, and three is mitzvah, but not four. The Chacham say in the next Mishnah that it is to make it possible when it's two or three, But when it's four kelim, even they agree it's not mitzdarif. V'chacham poysim afilu kishamayim neflim mi'arba v'chamesh mekomos. Even five cases is going to be mitzdarif. Oh, how could that be? It's mitzdarif. But we learned the Chum said that it's not mitzdarif when it's going to be four. The Afilu Shem Noflim Gref and Zevich Alam Ramayim Mekvah Kashka, it's not mitzdarif. Not a kasha. There's a fundamental difference. The reason why this case is different is because this one kli, it's just that the liquid is coming from places. But Tama Dabim Neshek Sushahi Kli Mitzdarif Eses Amayim Lep Sol Tzad Mekvah, period. That's why it's different. Okay, excellent. Okay, next picture. What is this? What is this utensil called? What do you call this utensil?
A gardening pitcher.
Okay. Go look. Do a Google Lens on this. You ever use a Google Lens? Lens, in my opinion, is the most amazing piece of technology I've ever seen in my life. Take a picture of anything you want.
Yeah.
And it tells you exactly what it is. Select. New? What happened over here? I pressed it. New?
I think it's a picture. I mean, it's a picture of a picture.
Right. So what we call? So it shows me similar images, and it calls it a jug. It calls it a tape, a vase, a jug. You see, I typed it. You see, it shows me all the things, all the similar things.
What's it called? Google Lens.
Google Lens. You take a picture of anything that you want. I'll take a picture of you, and it shows me every place in the entire internet that you appear. A picture of you. It's pretty scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
A vase. It calls it a vase. A vase. No, but it's not giving me the spout. It's not giving me. So let me do it with a dry. Maybe take a better picture with the.
Get it with the water coming out.
The water coming out. Exactly. Exactly.
I think based on what we just heard, we can understand why.
Okay, here we go. So it says, "Tipa shall machshava yichum laatzam abul shall tainis orchatz chut." Give me all this Hebrew stuff. More.
No, because you got the Hebrew words coming. Yeah.
Zrika. What's it called? This. Mashpech, funnel. It's giving me all the Hebrew stuff. It's pretty scary, this tool. I'm telling you, this tool is so scary, you can't even imagine. All right, I'm not getting satisfactory answers over here. Whatever, a garden thing. You know the thing. Come on, man. The thing.
The thing. No, that's like when Yid goes into Home Depot. And he says, "I need a besiduhiki." And the guy looks at him like you're right. He says, "What's it called?" He says, "You know, the zach that goes by the sukkah." He says, No. Talk English. He says, "You know, the zach you need for the schach." He says, No. Can you describe it? Yeah, it's small. It fits into the thing that you dray. The guy says, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Wait, let me call my wife. That's how it goes. That's how the whole mice goes. You never heard. I mean, it's mamish a disaster when a Jew goes into Home Depot. It's like you're talking. It's like the power of Bava. That's exactly what it is.
It's good. The guy has a wife that didn't divorce him. Still lives with him. Yeah. Amazing.
The guy says. I mean, it's terrible. All right. Anyway.
This garden thing over here. By tomato, therefore.
I was just thinking. That now you understand why the Jews didn't get punished by Achashverosh, because even by the Suda, when they drank Mikalim Shonim, you're talking at least four Kalim. So even according to the Chachamim, it's Grand Pater. It doesn't even four Kalim.
It's Kedai to come to wake up today to hear such a word. Mikalim Shonim. How's it go? I say, Raisai, Ayin, Mikvois, Paragimel, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, Michelim, Michelim Shonim, Mardik, Mardik. So here at 56 it says, Tsirtsir Klicheres, Shaisim Alpiv Savacha, a net Kamin Michbar Maasereshes, like the network on the Mizbeach, a Michbar Maasereshes, fine, Larikiva Gam in Nafluminat Tsirtsir. According to the Chachamim, Hatzir Tzur Mitzaref Es HaMayim Shem Sechel Upsol Tzal Mikvah, Hoyel V'Hatzir Tzur Hi Kli Echad Is One Tam Uchatamam B'Tzir HaKodim. Okay, very straightforward. Now, let's see the Rav. Now, let's see Chaz, the Gan submission with the Rav. The Gan submission with the Rav. Bar, Shehu, Molei Mayim Shuvim, V'Ha'ma'ama Nechneses Lo V'Yotza Mimendo Leilam Hu B'Sud Lo'i Ad Shehi Chashev Shloi Nishtai Ha'ma Nishtai Ha'ma Nishtai Ha'ma Nishtai Ha'ma Nishtai V'Ha'ma Nechneses Lo'i Kegoyin Mega Shomim. Shabo min hamidrain down a slope, v'nichnasim loy, and it enters fine. Okay, very straightforward. Next, hasoichet. Next part of the Mishnah, shadaim shayim datum look at zelig v'zim mechav v'mechsav zelig v'mechsav hasoichet, or hasoichet is kesusa matul mukamis harbe. Okay, Rav, hasoichet is kesusa v'hamayim, the mayim shayu divlam boy chashivi mayim shuvim, hashu soichtan soicha bar hein boy mukamis harbe, shemi kan mikan lebeged. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Then ma'odeh min atzar to be poured from the tzartan's garden vase. Umatul mukamis harbe.
Let me ask a klutz kasha. I don't know. Maybe it gets addressed later on in the Mishnah in the Masechta. Is there any time limit how long something has to be inside the mikvah? Meaning that you can dip something in and it's not going to become saturated with liquid. And then, of course, you can be matril it, and you stick it under for 3 minutes, and by the time it comes out, it's as heavy as a ton of bricks.
I don't know the answer. Does a garment that you tell the mikvah, does it need to be saturated? I don't know the answer.
I mean, there's even a question like the Gabe Tum of a towel, like what they did was manabias. Like, let's say there was something that needed to be tarred. Could they dump it in for a second, or they have to do for Shir Chazanish?
I hear the question. I don't know the answer. This is an excellent question. And it deserves an excellent answer, which I do not know.
Perhaps in a dream tonight. Right there.
I don't know what's going on with me.
Do you like the Tylenol?
I have Advil. I have Tylenol's garbage. I have Advil. I have a pharmacy over here with me. I carry with me a pharmacy.
Really? So please make sure they take the Advil with food. Don't take it on an empty stomach.
I take it all to an empty stomach.
No, you can't, because then you're going to have a stomach ache.
I do it all the time. Doc told me I should never take Advil. Never, ever take Advil. It raises your blood pressure. You're a chol mesukin. You take Advil, you'll be dead. So I listened to him. I listened to him for about 3 months. Then I said, you go get lost. I'll do what I want to do.
Good. You're right, but why did you I don't know why he didn't let you take Advil. I don't understand.
He told me Advil raised my blood pressure.
Which is just like a kidney.
He told me Advil raised your blood pressure.
I mean, it can, but it's not. But it depends how many you're popping a day.
I pop a lot a day. I take on a minimum three when I just take. I mean, every time you take an Advil, I take three in one shot. That's the minimum.
So you take about 600 milligrams.
It's a lot.
So you should be feeling fine afterwards. You should be feeling fine, but your stomach is going to bother you if you take 600 a day without. Cooking.
I don't take every day. I don't take too many anymore. I try to get off it.
But if you do need to take it, please take it with something, right?
Okay, I will obey the orders of my doctor. You're my doctor.
At least for the next 2 or 3 months. Okay, right.
Weiter, we have over here. What do you mean next 2-3 months? What does that mean?
That means that the next time you said that you listen to the doctor, but 2 to 3 months.
What do you mean next time you said that you listen to the doctor, but 2 to 3 months? Shavacha, a net, kemin nichbar master eshes. What do you mean next time you said that you listen to the doctor, as a mikvah, elim kein matil mikvah mikli echad u'mimakom echad. The reason why it's going to be kosher is because it has to come from one location. Tzvei dinim. One utensil and it must come from the same location. Mimil a towel which drops from different locations. Masha ein kein b'ksus v'tzar tzur. clothing, and it's our tzur, it's not one location. V'achacham poislam. The savar shloisha kelim mitzdarfin. He holds that, number one, the savar shloisha kelim mitzdarfin. Excuse, that's not the point. The point is not shloisha kelim. The point over here is that even one utensil, the way we learned in the picture, that one utensil, even if it comes from different parts of the utensil, it's also mitzdarf. The kli hamatil shloish lugin ma'im lemikva poisel es hamikva. Nachmo. So back to the Mishnah. Rikiva is metayr. V'achachamim is poislim. Why? Because they hold that it's mitzdarif. On Rikiva lo amu matilin elamatil. Rav says lo amu matilin elamatil kol ze kibla rikiva mirabayisav. The kli hamatil shloish lugin. Mayim lemikva poisel esan mikva. It says matilin loyam matil elamatil, which is mashma one location. It must
which means, right, which
one
means
spout.
That if the opening of this jug would not be a maserashas, then even Rabbi Akiva would say it's possible.
Exactly. So therefore, they said the kuli yam zeklo akiva masav the kuli vashlog mayim. Next, that's one. They said no. Loikach v'loikach. We disagree with you, Rabbi Akiva. That's not what they said. Ela shenoflu loy shloish lugin. In the Bet Midrash, they did not say the word matilin, and they did not say the word matil. They said shenoflu, and shenoflu is the catch-all, which means the three lugin entered into the mikvah by hook or by crook. I'm a male once for three looking in the mikvah's puzzle. Ela shenoflu v'lo shana mikli echad oy mikelim harbe. I'm a male, automatically the mikvah is going to be puzzle because we're going to be mitzdareif. We're going to be mitzdareif. Number one, three kelim can be mitzdareif. And number two, if it's one utensil, although there are many different portions of the utensil from which water is escaping, different sides, a towel or the tzartzor, it does not matter because it's one utensil, and therefore it qualifies for the vaccine. It's qualified by the CDC because it's one utensil. Although there are many different spouts, different parts, it doesn't matter. It's one person. It's one utensil. And that's why it fulfills the dictum of Shendaflu Loy Shleisha Lugin. It says it is fallen into the Mifat Lugin. Okay, Gvalvik. That's the Rav. Now let's see the box. What does it say in the back? Oh, no, Ikim Mefarshim. First, Ikim Mefarshim. Ikim Mefarshim, Mishnah Gimel, Haktama, page 44. Haktama, Mishnah Seinu Dona Behech Lachshas Bar Shekulam Moli Mayim Shuvim. Shech Miru Bar Yoyse Mibar Imayim Keshedim Shnaflu B'Shlei Shalugim. So this case is going to be more chamur, because this case, the bar has mamish. A full measure of 40 saw. All of the water in the bar is mayim shuvim. Unlike the previous Mishnah.
It doesn't say how much it is. It just
okay, fine. Same. But it's all mayim shuvim. Unlike the previous Mishnah, where it was not all, there was only three lugim of mayim shuvim. The rest was good water. The rest was kosher water. So therefore, that's why this case we're going to demand a double. It's going to have to flood not equivalent to the measure, but double the measure. So Mishnah Bo Donim are going to discuss Vishlosh Lugim Mayim Shuvim, three Lugim Mayim Shuvim, Shadaflu Bikva Choser, Hamim Shamish and Mishnah Bo Donim, another new case, a Naya case. That's going to be the next Mishnah. And then later in the Mishnah discusses Vishlosh Lugim Mayim Shuvim, Shadaflu Bikva Choser. Okay, that's in the second part of the Mishnah. We have over here three lugim, but it falls into the mikvah from different portions of different kelim. So now it says she yischashev shloy nishtayer shloy shlugim machashim es amayim sheyotzu meabar lefi midas amayim hashuvim shohi bebar lumas lamayim hakashem shnichlus losaychay. We make a measurement. How much more water when you flood this bar that's kuloy mayim shuvim? How much water exited the bar in the flooding process relative to the amount of water that is inside the bar? Kigoyin, im hoy bebar eshem saw mayim shuvim nichlesu l'soichoy eser se'im Mayim Kasherim, Mechashim Shnei Shlish Mehamayim, Hayoitzin, that leaves two, we calculate 2/3 of the water that leaves, Shehino Mehamayim Hashuvim, Ushlish Echad, 1/3, Hinom Mimei Ha'omo HaKesherim. Nochamol. Kigoin. Imhoi Babor Eshem Saw Mayim Shuvim. 20. V'nichnas L'soichoi Eser Mayim. Eser Mayim K'sherim. That's sort of 30. Mechashvim. That's Shnei Shlishi.
Right. Whatever goes in comes out. Whatever in the same proportion.
Shnei shlishi mehamayim hayotzim, that leaves, 2/3 of leaves. Shehinam mehamayim hashuvim. Why? Why do we say 2/3 went out?
No. We're saying that, you know, 30 are coming. There are 20 in the mikvah, 10 is coming in, 30 are coming out. The chori need 40 to come out. But he's going to say that whatever comes out, it's in the same proportion that you had from before. You don't say that they're ma'uruv. You say, no, that if 30 saw come out, it's going to be 20 saw from the mayim shuvim and 10 saw from the module.
But I thought we said you need double in this case.
You do need double in this case. But he's just trying to simplify it. He's just saying the amounts that came in and out. Meaning that he's giving you the lowest possible amount in the scenario that he provides. If it would be 50 mayim shuvim, and it would be 20 coming in, so then he would tell you, you know, whatever that proportion is, or it would be 1 to 1 1/4.
So let me say Nachmal. How you be bar? You had in the bar, Eshrim saw Mayim Shuvim. The 20, that's no good. The Nichnasu L'Soichay Eser Se'im Mayim Kshem. 10.
Which is not going to be Machshu the Mikvah anyway, because you don't have 40 cell.
So that right now, we still have 20. We still have 20, right? And how much left? How much left? 10. You have a bar that has 10, and you pour it and you flood it. You have a bar that's 20.
Bar is 20, and you're sending in 10 from the Amma. So now there's 30, and 30 are going to be exiting.
All 30 is exiting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because you're flooding it.
Okay.
Mega shamim zarmim la'ama.
Yeah, but when you're flooding, you're still going to be left over. When you're talking about flooding, you're left over with the bar that's full.
Right.
But when you flood it, you're still left over with the original amount that was in the bar.
Correct. So I have to wait until I have 40 sa coming out that I can attribute our 40 some my shoe. I need to have,
yeah,
the
40.
Amount that comes out double
right double
the amount of
my shoe
that are in.
So how does he say that? Going so 20 my shoe the nichnasu l'soichay esers in 10 my kshar. So now mechashim we consider shnei shlishi, 2/3 mehamayim hayoytzim, 2/3 of the water that came out. Shehinam mehamayim hashuvim. Why? Why is 2/3 my hashuvim?
Because that was in the mixture. 20 were shuvim that were pre-existent in the bar, and 10 is what came in. So instead of saying that it's all mayim shuvim when you have 30 in the bar, or saying that it's all, you know, make shamim when it's 30 in the bar, you still maintain the same ratio, the same proportion.
Okay.
So therefore, when it exits, you have to count double the amount of mayim shuv.
I got it. Shinam mayim hashuvim. Okay, so you have this is the same ratio. I got it. That goes in. Okay, next page.
So you have to repeat this step twice, if I.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. Got it. Okay, there's no more Ikebefarshim. That's it. Okay, now let's see the boxes. The box appears on the next page, page 46. 46 on the bottom, Mispar 24, Tabla. Hachshoras bar mole mayim shuvim. Shmei geshamim oivrim darkoi. Perish paragimu hareisha b'mishreisha b'mishnim lufi ikar hamafarshim. Mechashim es amayim hayotzim me'abor lufi kamos amayim hashuvim shebabor. Le'umas relative kamos me'omosh nichnasim lebor. V'chashafer lufi chishav zeh yivchasu me'abor lepachos. When you know that the amount of water that flowed in is going to result that you have now less than three lugin, then a mikve kosher. A omna im ha'omo hi shalmayim noivim.
Essentially, it sounds like that you're draining the mikveh down next to nothing, right? That you're draining it.
Right, you have to make sure the lesson at least less than three, less than three lugin. You got to take it down to less than three. You have to be sure that enough water flowed through the bar. Is going to be left with less than three logim. Amnam, however, what happens? Let's say it's mayim noivim. That we had before. We had this yesterday. Oh, yishol may geshom sheish from our boyim. So this the letters yesterday. Then may amma machshim es behashoka es amayim hashuvim shebebar vein tsarich sheyetsu mimenu mayim klal. Then we say hashoka. You don't need to do anything more. You're done. You're satisfied. Okay, good. Now, number next one, Siru of Shloish Lugnusos Migvachos, said next, Mishnah number 25. Hamukarim, Shnayim, two people that did what? What did they do over here? Shnayim Shetil Shetilu Kol Echad Lugumers Lemikvachos. The Chenasoichi Begit, Oshevich Maim Meatzarzu, the Mikvah Vahamim Yerdim Meharbe Mikvahimus, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva Mikvah Lud Nifsal. The ain shloish lugim poistim b'mikveh ele imkin matil b'mikveh echad mikli echad umi makom echad. But lachachamim b'mikveh nifsal. Why? V'sha shloish lugim poistim af kish naflu mishnayim u'mishloish kelim. Oy meharbe mikoymois shebekli echad. Very good. Excellent. Okay, what's Mishnah Dalet over here? Let's see, it's too hard to do. We'll go to sleep over here. Mishnah Dalet. Okay, let's see Mishnah Dalet.
Let's look at the numbers for Mishpat 26, the Talmud, because it's nogeya to our Mishnah.
Hemshuch din shloish logim apayis the mikvah l'das chachamim. Hamikarim psilas mikvah b'shloish logim mayim shuv. Taras balker. We have to go to the Mishnah first to see this.
Okay, fine.
Okay, let's see the Mishnah quickly. Mikli echad mishnayim. Let's say mikli echad from one utensil mishnayim u'mishloisha mitzdarfim u'me'arboha ein mitzdarfim. And what does that mean? Let's see the Rav. The Rav says mikli echad mishnayim siyuma demulsay drabani. Rabbanan concluded their opinion. Kli echad mishnayim.
When at the bacha does that put this into the next mishnah? Why is this not part of the other mishnah?
I don't know.
Bechara, this would be the end point of the last mission.
Ela shnaflu shloisha loyakacha we ela shnaflu shloisha login mikli achad. The continuation. Ela shnaflu loy shloisha login mikli achad mishnayim umishloisha. No, it's a new case. Mikli achad mishnayim umishloisha mitzdarfin. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Rav. Mikli yachad mishnayim v'chulu siyuma demulsad rabani. What does it mean? What does that mean? One utensil, mikli yachad. Oh, right, it's a continuation. Mitzdarfin, right. It means like exactly what you said. It means umi arba, but from four ein mitzdarfin. No.
So this is just a repetition. This is just a repetition. The mikli yachad mishnayim u'mishlosha. That's the case of the tzartzu.
Okay.
Now it says le'arba.
Ein mitzdarfin.
No, that's not the case of the tzartzu. No, that's a different case. That's different people. That's gufen mechulakim. Shnayim and shlosh is gufen mechulakim. Now when you have four people, ein mitzdarfin.
So what does it mean over here? When mikli echad. One utensil, mishnayim u'mishloisha mitzdarfin. What does that mean? What does that mean? What's the case?
Meaning that there's one kli and people are going bizarre chazem, maybe? Could that be?
I think what it means, I think according to the Chacham, it means, according to the Chachamim, it means one kli, there are two or three places in the kli itself. It's the Chacham always machmir in this case. The Chacham even if there more than three.
So that's the case of the Tzartzor, no?
Tzartzor is more than three.
So let's say the Tzartzor was dafko two or three.
From mikli achad, mishnayim, and mishloisha, mitzdarfin, tamei. It's going to ruin the mikvah. Ume arba, ein mitzdarfin. So this is the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that a Tzartzor, where the water is coming from four parts of the Tzartzor, is not mitzdarif. Right? The Chum hold that was still the previous Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Chum said, look at the back of the picture, fix 956. The Chachamim, Hatzartzor mitzdarif, esamayim, shebesoichoi, lives less than mikvah, hoil, vatzartzor hu kli echod. But no, so it can't be the Chum. It can't be the Chum. Because according to the Chachamim, it's not true. Can you have even 10 places? Mikli Echad, or Mishnayim, or also I had this. I'm sorry. This is what it means. When it says here Mishnayim, it means a kli with two utensils. It doesn't mean one utensil. It means that one utensil, you one utensil. If you pour three logim, one utensil is three logim, and you pour it in, the mikvah is no good. You stunt its growth. Shnayim. Mishnayim, if each one has 1.5, or Mishloisha, each one has one loik. Three different stories. According to the Chachomim, then it's Mitzarif. But Umei Arbo'o, but let's say you have four utensils, and each one has less than a loik, and together, all four together make up three logim, Ein Mitzarifin. That's what the Chacham said. The Chacham said that up to three. That was within the previous Mishnah. Mm-hmm. The Chacham say that you can be that one kli, two or three can make it possible. But at four already you can't make it possible anymore. Then it's not. It's not mikvah kosher. Okay, next. A bal keri hachoylesh naflu lof tishakab in mayim, and nine kam fell upon him. V'tohar shenaflu al roishav al ruba shloish lugim mayim shuvim. Okay, and someone who is tahar, I mean, now when that's Allah, someone who's tahar, and mayim fall upon a person who's tahar, mikli echad. Now, the same the principles. If it's mikli echad or mishnayim or mishloisha mitzdarfin, me'arba ein mitzdarfin. Rav, the Rav here says tishakabin bal keri choyle. So we're learning about not discussing stam bal keri. I said okay, choyle, he's sick. She'ena yachal litbol im nasnoi alav tishakab in mayim tar v'yash me'inan mas nisan deloishna mikli echad loishna mishnayim o mishloisha kelim. A bal keri who wants to be toivel with two, three kelim does not make a difference how many kelim it's going to be used. I guess that's not being in a tahara. When they do a tahara, not every chapel has a mikvah, so they pour in the body tishakabin. Let's say the chevra, there's a few people in the chevra that each one pours with their utensil. So then it's coming from shnayim u'shloisha. How many kelim can they use together, the different people in the chevra, to pour upon the body the tishakabin?
Excellent question.
So here's the machlekes in the Mishnah. It's machlekes. According to the Chacham, not more than three. The max is three. Yeah, over here, a balkari, it says over here, a balkari, that's a choyla. So I'm just saying that if he's dead, he's even a bigger choyla. He's dead. A choyla's tafkid is to die. So the dead is already dead. So certainly the halacha should apply to him.
But they're already pudgim and mitzvahs. I mean, they're already pudgim and mitzvahs.
We're getting them ready for the next world. The ikka purpose, I gave a whole show yesterday. I was in a very bad mood. I gave a really nasty show yesterday by the Targum share. And I said, ikka tafkid of a tahara is to mekayim v'rochatz es kirboi v'es kira'ov. I told you this once before. The Iker Tafkid, a person, when you put him into the ground, it's a carbon. You'd be makif a carbon. And just like a carbon, you have to virochat es kirboi, the stomach, vias kiraof, the rectum, the colon. The Iker Tafkid of Tahara is to clean the inside of the body. All of this hocus pocus of the tachrichim and the mikvah, it's all to make everyone feel good. They're getting him dressed for the next world. Baloney. The Iker Tafkid of the Tahara is to clean the inside of the body. V'rochatz es kirboi the es kiraof. Because when they bury a person, they bring a carbon. Mizbach Adama Taseli. Man was created from the earth of the Mizbeach. When a person is buried, he's being put ki'ilu on the Mizbeach. And there's roishoy, yes, nesochav, his head, the parts of his body. But before you put the person on the Mizbeach, they have the animal on the Mizbeach, they clean out the schmutz. They stick their hands in, they clean out the schmutz inside the animal's stomach. In other words, they did on every carbon a tahara. They cleanse the penis of the animal. Did a tahara. That's exactly what they do at the chapel. The tahara is to clean the inside of the person. That's the ike tahara. Not the tachrichin, not the mikvah. These are all new things they invented in later generations in order to make everyone feel good. But the ikar is the cleansing of the inside of the body. And I said, if that's the raya, that really cremation is a good zach. Really, if not for the gezeres hakosov, the ideal thing would be a person should be cremated. Because since when a person dies, they put him on the ground, they bring a carbon. A carbon oil is nisraf. You cut the roish, yes, and nisocheha. The rochatz es kira v'es kira of. So when a person dies, they clean the inside of his body and they burn his body. Why they don't we do it? Gzeres hakosef. Hashem said just like Vayom Hashem el Avram, Al tishlach yodcha el hanar, Ve'al tas lo me'uma ki ato yodati ki yirei l'kemata. Not doing kavura is the equivalent of Al tishlach yodcha el hanar. The Abish is making a statement about this yid. That's why you don't burn the body. It's a reenactment of the Akedah.
You're taking a little poetic license there, Rabbi. Rabbi.
You don't like that, what I just said? This is Torah Sinai. What did I just say?
I think I should come to the shiur and I should send out nasty messages over Zoom while you're giving the shiur.
I just said emes. The reason why you do kavura is in the kayim al tishlach yod chalanar. Hashem is making a statement. Kirei l'kemata. Because the etzem, when a person dies, you should follow the pattern of a korban. Korban is the head, the parts of the body, and you have to v'rochatz. As kibbo vias kirof, the tahara, and then you burn it. No, I don't want you to burn it. I want to make a statement. This neshama is a yari elokim. He will live on. He will come back. Tchias amesim. The Chazal said that when the Akedah, at the time of the Akedah, the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, mechaye hamesim. That came at the Akedah. Yitzhak died. And he was already come out dead because of the whole Maisa. And Abraham, when he lifted back his hand, it was Trias HaMesim. When you put the dead body into the ground, it's Trias HaMesim. Don't do anything because the emes is the person's coming back to life. It's a reenactment. It's a reenactment. It's Mamash Agilui, this Torah. Of what is taking place at the time of burial.
I think that you could pass on some of the stuff to Rabbi Zohn from the National Association of Chevra Kadisha, who I sent them a donation on Yerz Chus and Zayin Adar because of Dvarim Hayotzim and Halev. I thought it was very beautiful. For this, I'm going to send them a letter saying that I want my donation back. I am vociferously and vigorously opposed to this idea that this is the reenactment of the Akedah.
I don't understand why. Think about it. You don't understand what I said? V'rochatz, the washing, the kerev akarayim. Doesn't make sense to you?
Okay. The kerev ha-mizbeach. I mean, so he goes back into the ground.
The ground is the mizbeach.
Right. Well, what's the lashon of the Rambam in the beginning of, what is that, thinking of Vayedazara, Misham,
from the place where he came from.
Was created, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, from the place of his kapara, that's where he was created, right? So he gets a kapara. There's certain averis that only Yom HaMisa is Mahapra.
All right, you can't win them all. You don't like my vart. You can't win them all.
Don't worry, Rabbi. I send you a donation for the high holidays.
I'm not a rabbi. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of here already.
Okay, Vaita.
Vaita. Vaita. So therefore, Baal Keri Achil is Vaita in the Rav.
So it's interesting. So Bezman Azef, but Baal Keri wanted to be Tovah with Tisha Kav, that would not work because you only need a Baal Keri Achil?
Well, it was bottle, yeah. No, the Bechoyle element was bottle. Because it was a Gzeira Shein Roivat Sibu Yechum Lamed Boim. Tishagab Maim Babal Keri Achil Shein Yechum Lamed Boim.
I guess that goes to show you just really how scarce water was in those days.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Baal Keri Achil Shein Yechum Lamed Boim. I don't know, it's because water was scarce. I think it's because people just didn't have, it was too cold. It was freezing cold. They had to go out into the river. Well, they didn't have, you know, towels and it was a tirucha. Okay, next. We learned that in Masechta Taharos, when a person that they pour upon him three lugim, he's no longer allowed to eat truma, he becomes pasul. Right? You pour upon a person nine lugim, but if the water came upon his head from three or four, he can no longer eat tamei. Fine. Baal Keri, Hachoylesh, Nafla Lov Tisha Kabin, Mayin, Vitar Shnafla Roshav Yal Ruba Shlesh Lugim Mayim Shuvim, Sonu Star, and it fell upon his head and his body, Shlesh Lugim, three lugim Mayim Shuvim. When do we combine 1, 2, and 3? We only can combine 1, 2, and 3 when? We only combine it when the second one starts and the first one is still going. Then we can combine them. What does that mean? What does that mean? You don't want to add l'rabbis a mikvah kosh l'mischavin l'choisef olav kidei l'harbois b'mayim. What? You have no kavana going on the mikvah. You have no intent. Shloy nischavin l'rabbis, avol nischavin l'rabbis, afilu kortav b'chol hashana, mitzdarfim l'shloisha lugin. When do we say, nochamol, that three is mitzdarif, bizman shloy nischavin l'rabbis, amikvakoy?
It's very interesting.
You don't want to eat more to be married mayim. What's the Tosfos going to say? Sheyeh boy mayim b'shef av lo yachzer al yidei tvilas sheyit b'lbo. Fine. Afilu kartoif shir muot echad mi shishim av b'lbo. Let's say you want to eat more water. Afilu kartoif b'chol hashana mitzdarfin will add l'shloy shalugus. The only time we're going to say over here that it's that you're limited to three. The end of the mission discussed that four is not mitzdarif. When do we say that three is mitzdarif and four is not mitzdarif? Well, I don't understand what this means. Let's see the mafarshim. Mishnayim or mishloisha mitzdarfim, dafka b'hoya loig b'chol kli. That's the aside. The reason why you have to have only three, because three, each one has a leg. You have to have a chashuv. Fine. Mischavin l'rabbis. Oh, so he explains over here. Haramam v'harav perishu. What does this mean, perishu? שמסחבים להרבויס מים בבור, שיהיו בוי מים בשפע ולא יחסר על ידי התפילה. It's fine. So if you have kavana during the year to add a lot of water to the pit, then what? Then what? What does it mean to more? What does it mean to more? What does he mean over there to say? What? Medvam what? Shloin is chavel harbas. Ah, but chavel harbas is the koyim chol shodim b'starf
from shoshim. No. When do we say? Hold on a second. Let's see more than that. If you have arba aim at starfin, arba is aim at starfin when you pour in simultaneously. But if it's not, I mean, unless the Chacham would give an absolute cutoff at four.
Let's see the tablet. Maybe the tablet will explain. We'll explain maybe the tablet.
We didn't finish reading the Ikram of Farshim. Maybe the other side will explain. Maybe the
Rabbeinu Yerucham Perishu, Shemishah Rishayna, Shenosan by Mayim, when the moment you put in the water, yeah. That was your kavana. So if your kavana was to put in, okay, so when we say your kavana was what? To put in four logim, three logim, therefore what? Therefore it is mitzarf, it's not mitzarf. I don't understand. What are you trying to say?
Right. So
let's see the towel. Maybe the towel will clarify. Let's see the towel. Hemshach did a shalosh lugim mapsum as well as chalacham. I'm makar psilas mikvah b'shalosh lugim mayim shuvim. Okay, we're going to destroy the mikvah with three lugim mayim shuvim. Base taris balkeri choyl lebetisha kavim. Fine. Gimel taris nafal al rosh avu b'shalosh lugim nafsus shein glutum. Good. Now aleph, the last part of the mission is going back to making it puzzle. You want to disqualify the mikvah with three lugim. Okay, fine. Now nesina mikli echad mishnayim mishloisha. Mayim shuvim shnaflu mikli echad, or mishnayim, or mishloish, or mishloishakim. Resh v'yesh lifchayts lug echad b'chol kli mitzdarfim yachad l'shir shloish lugin, ha'poyis l'mes ha'mikvah. It's going to ruin the mikvah. U'l'shir tishakabin, 36 lugin. Ha'metar v'es ha'balkeri.
Stop, hold on, wait. If I'm stopped, in the case of kli echad or shnayim or Shlosha, you can. It's possible that you have actually more than a lug. Why is he saying, but after you have less than that, you have less than a lug? Fachos lug echad. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You have at least a lug.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I'm sorry.
Okay. Ulashir tishakabin mitames abalkeri achol. Ulashir shloisha lugim mitames hator ki shenaflu the shear of shloisha lugim. Yeah, I guess so. Three lugim. You pour three lugin upon a person that's tar, he's no longer allowed to eat teruma. Ulashir shloish lugin, ha'metamim is hatar milk shnuflul al resh of ruban. Vedavka, I think this is the part that we need. Here's the part that we need to understand the Mishnah. Vedavka, shehischil lose smayim mikol kli. The only time we're going to combine one, two, and three to make it possible is when shehischil lose smayim mikol kli lifnei shakli shalvan aposak. Avlam pahivsik. Bin kli l'kli ena mitzdarfim. Okay, he didn't explain it yet. Okay, next. Nesina me'arba kelim, four utensils. Nesina ha'mayim me'arba kelim ena mitzdarfim l'fsolos ha'mikvah. The mikvah is not going to become possible. U'letar balkeri choyle l'tami b'nefil al reshav ruba shaltar. Now here's what we need. Here's the part that we need. So he's clearly, what he did for us is a toiva, and he told us the last line of the mission is discussing four utensils. You see, this is gold. This is kesem paz. He's telling us over here in this tabla that the last part of the Mishnah is addressing four. Arba'a mi yodea. Go ask someone on Avenue M. Mesechta mikvois. Arba'a mi yodea. Paragimel. Mishnah gimel. Four logim. Mishnah dalet. Paragimel Mishnah dalet. Arba'a mi yodea. Four utensils that have mayim shuvim cannot combine to be mitame, to destroy the potential of the mikvah. V'dafka k'shelo hischavin laharbois esmei ha-mikvah. You had no intent, when you poured in from four kelim, it's not going to ruin the mikvah when you did not have intent laharbois esmei ha-mikvah. I want there to be a lot of water in the mikvah. Then mitstarfim lifsolas a mikvah afilu kishnosan me'arba okelim v'afilu kishaposak bein kli l'kli. It's a mod nezach. You have no kavon l'harbois as me'a mikvah. You know, the mikvah is not kosher. The mikvah is not kosher. I don't know what he means over here. The mikvah is less than 40 saw. The mikvah is less than 40 saw. So I pour now 3 logim of mayim shuvim. So the saying over here is that it's okay. It's okay. The mikvah is still has potential. The mikvah needs 40 saw. No, it needs 40 saw. So it's saying the mikvah is kosher for when is it going to be kosher? Why is it going to be kosher? Because you're only planning on making a very small mikvah. But if you're planning to make a very, planning to pour into mikvah a lot of water, then even eating 3 logim from 4 kelim will disqualify. What does that mean?
I think what we're saying is that you have to be mashlim this mikvah anyway. You have to be mashlim the mikvah anyway, and you can be mashlim it of a tar dika oifin by hashaka or whatever other reason.
But it's less than 40 saw. It's less than 40 saw.
I understand, but whatever. The process.
It's less than 40 saw.
Right.
So what does it mean over here? Over here, what does it say over here? Back in the rap. A mikvah koish shloim mischavim l'chayisav alav kedei laharbois moibayim. Yud. In the Tiferes Yisrael. In the Tiferes Yomtev. Sheyiyu bo mayim b'shefa. V'lo yechsar al yidei tzvilois sheyit b'lu bo. Okay, I mean, at face value, just saying, he's saying, look, right now the mikvah is not yet kosher. The mikvah right now is less than 40 saw. What's the end game? If your end game is that you want this to be like a mikvah, like Schmidman's mikvah, like Frankel's mikvah, like a mikvah with a lot of water, and in the beginning you pour in 3 logim, and you pour the 3 logim in 4 kalim, it's mitzarif. Because even though right now it's less than 40 saw, but your kavana is that you're going to have a very big mikvah. You're going to make it eventually kosher by eating a ton of water. So then we're going to say that 4 kalim will be mitzarf. The only time we're going to say that 4 kalim is not mitzarf is when your plan is to make the mikvah bidyuk. Bidyuk exactly 40 saw. Extremely rare. Almost impossible to even make that measurement. It's a theoretical halach over here. If your kavan is to make the mikvah 1,000 logim, 1,000 shah, then now when you pour in 3 logim in 4 kalim, you have destroyed the mikvah. Because since you're thinking big, you have groysa hasagas for the vaider, so then the groysa hasagas of 4 kalim will be mitzaref to make the mikvah to the stunt its growth. We have kleina hasagas. You're only going to make the mikvah with the yuk 40 saw, and you're pouring out 3 logim in 4 kalim. No, it's not mitzarif. I'm just saying words. Oh, we have to look into this more. I got to stop here. Okay, I really got to stop here. I really can't even keep my eyes open. I'm gonna go lie down now. I'm gonna go lie down over here in the room.
Please lie down.
I don't need a refuah. I need a gemara toif. All right, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.